Hello?
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Am I speaking to Juan?
This is him.
Hello, Juan. How are you today?
Good.
Okay. Would you like me to continue in English or Spanish?
English is fine.
Okay, thank you. We're just trying to get this survey completed, which is required by our client. To start with, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
I've been doing tile for 24 years.
You said 24? Okay. And
yes,
what is
tile.
Your what is your primary branch of the trade? Would that be tile or marble finisher, plasterer, refractory bricklayer, PCC restoration, mason helper or finisher, bricklayer, cement mason, stone mason, tile setter, marble mason, terrazzo mechanic or finisher?
Tile setter.
Thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey label mechanic, apprentice or finisher or helper or improver?
I was a journeyman.
Thank you. And are you currently working at that trade?
No, I'm actually working for Pioneer Waterproofing.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find a work when you wanted to work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I've been out of work for 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractor over the past year?
No.
Okay. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I want to say less because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. That's tile setting. I'm doing waterproofing.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I want to say less.
Thank you. Okay. And do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about all the jobs on the job, I'm sorry, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through your state or local government, privately, or do you not know?
I do not know.
Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the upcoming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
About the same.
Thank you so much. Now, looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
About the same.
Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or do you not have any real safety concerns on the job?
No safety concerns.
Okay, thank you. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing or canvassing?
No.
Okay, picketing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Thank you so much. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
Okay. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from. The sources I have is cable news, local TV news, internet or social media, friends and neighbors, print or online newspaper, or radio.
5.
All right, so in what order should I put them? Which one should I put first?
They're all 5.
All right. In that case, you may not use them all? Is that the case?
Yes, I have no.
Okay. All right, in that case, let's put them in order, the one that your least favorite one.
Can you say them again?
Yes, of course, local TV news. Or local TV news. Okay, that will be 1. Okay, cable news, the internet or social media, friends and neighbors, print or online newspaper, and radio. Which one should I put as the second?
Radio.
Okay.
Newspaper, friends, internet, social media.
Okay. Thank you. Alrighty, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The environment, immigration, support for labor unions, education, healthcare, job and the economy, foreign policy, or something else?
The economy?
You said retirement?
The economy.
The economy, jobs and the economy, thank you. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Thank you. All right. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important that the federal elected officials support that?
Very.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or Democratic Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of Davis-Bacon Act? Would you say Democratic Party or Republican Party?
I'd say neither.
Okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GMC, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
The United Auto Workers.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
I appreciate it. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the way of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you approve or disapprove his job as the president overall?
No.
I'm sorry, no to approve or to disapprove?
No. No to approve.
Okay, so you disapprove. Would that be somewhat or strongly disapprove?
somewhat disapprove.
Okay. What about his job on healthcare?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay. What about foreign affairs?
Disapprove. Slightly.
Somewhat? Okay.
Somewhat.
What about support for labor unions?
Disapprove strongly.
Okay. And immigration?
Disapprove strongly.
Strongly, okay. And what about the economy?
I disapprove strongly.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Alrighty, are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances?
Hello?